9. Manifold results of the atonement. The atonement of Christ sealed forever the everlasting covenant of grace. It was the fulfilling of every condition upon which God suspended the free communication of grace to the human family. Every barrier was then broken down which intercepted the freest fullness of the exercise of grace, mercy, peace and love to the most guilty of Adam's race. In our behalf he died on the cross of Calvary. He has paid the price. Justice is satisfied. Those who believe in Christ, those who realize that they are sinners, and that as sinners they must confess their sins, will receive pardon full and free. By transgression man was severed from God, the communion between them was broken, but Jesus Christ died upon the cross of Calvary, bearing in his body the sins of the whole world, and the gulf between heaven and earth was bridged by that cross. Christ leads men to the gulf, and points to the bridge by which it is spanned, saying, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me." God gives us a probation in which we may prove whether or not we will be loyal to him. The atoning sacrifice seen through faith brings peace and comfort and hope to the trembling soul weighed down beneath the sense of guilt. The law of God is the detector of sin, and as the sinner is drawn to the dying Christ, he sees the grievous character of sin, and repents and lays hold on the remedy, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. Thus, through the crucifixion of Christ, human beings are reconciled to God. Christ adopts the outcasts, and they become his special care, members of the family of God, because they have accepted his Son as their Savior. To them is given power to become the sons of God, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. They gain an intelligent knowledge of what Christ is to them and of the blessings they may receive as members of the Lord's family. And in his infinite condescension God is pleased to stand to them in the relation of Father. The world does not acknowledge that, at an infinite cost, Christ has purchased the human race. They do not acknowledge that by creation and by redemption he holds a just claim to every human being. But as the Redeemer of the fallen race, he has been given the deed of possession, which entitles him to claim them as his property. Christ pledged himself to become his substitute and surety, giving man a second trial. When man transgressed even the smallest precept of Jehovah, it was disobedience just the same as though the test were larger. But how is the grace, mercy, and love provided? The divinity of Christ undertook to bear the sins of the transgressor. This ransom is on solid ground, this pledged peace is for the heart that receives Jesus Christ. And in receiving him by faith we are blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. Christ received his death wound, which was the trophy of his victory, and the victory of all who believe in him. These wounds annihilated the power of Satan over every loyal, believing subject in Jesus Christ. By the suffering and death of Christ, human intelligences, fallen because of the sin of Adam, are through their acceptance of Christ and faith in him, elevated to become heirs of immortality and an eternal weight of glory. The gates of the heavenly paradise are thrown open to the inhabitants of this fallen world. Through faith in the righteousness of Christ, rebels against the law of God may lay hold upon the infinite, and become partakers of everlasting life. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. This is the crisis of the world. If I become the propitiation for the world, it will be lighted up. The defaced image of God would be reproduced and restored, and a family of believing saints will finally inhabit the heavenly home. This is the result of the crucifixion of Christ and the restoration of the world. Our ransom has been paid by our Savior. No one need be enslaved by Satan. Christ stands before us as our divine example, our all-powerful helper. We have been bought with a price that it is impossible to compute. Who can measure the goodness and mercy of redeeming love? God testified to the great work of atonement in reconciling the world to himself, by giving Christ's followers a true understanding of the kingdom which he was establishing upon the earth, the foundation of which his own hand had laid. The Father gave all honor to his Son, seating him at his right hand, far above all principalities and power. He expressed his great joy and delight in receiving the crucified one, and crowning him with glory and honor. And all the favors he has shown to his Son in his acceptance of the great atonement are shown to his people. Those who have united their interests in love with Christ are accepted in the Beloved. They suffer with Christ, and his glorification is of great interest to them, because they are accepted in him. God loves them as he loves his Son.